Yugala Gita, Gopi sing of Krishna as he wanders in the forest. The gopis in separation from Krishna during the day, when he would, in the morning he would leave to go herd the cows, and the gopis would be feeling separation and singing these songs. This is chapter 35 of 10th canto, verses 2 to 25. Vama bahukita vama kapalo Vagita puratara pita venam Kamalankali virashita magam Kavya irayati yatra mukanda Vyamayana vanita sahasita Vishvitasta rupataya salajaha Kama makana samarpita chitaha Kashmalamya yura pasmita nivya. The gopi said, when Mukunda vibrates the flute he has placed to his lips, stopping its holes with his tender fingers, he rests his left cheek on his left arm and makes his eyebrows dance. At that time, the demigoddesses, traveling in the sky with their husbands, the Siddhas, become amazed. As those ladies listen, they're embarrassed to find their minds yielding to the pursuit of lusty desires. And in their distress, they are unaware that their belts of their garments are loosening. Hanta chitama bala shinute dam Harahasara sistira vidyut Nanda sunaraya marta jananam Narmadaya ikujita venu Vinda savaja visha megagavo Venu vadya hita chetasa arat Janta dasa kavala tita kanna Niti tali gita chita nivasan. O girls, the son of Nanda, who gives joy to the distressed, bears steady lightning on his chest and has a smile like a jeweled necklace. Now, please hear something wonderful. When he vibrates his flute, Braja's bulls, deer, and cows standing in groups at a great distance are all captivated by the sound, and they stop chewing the food in their mouths and cock their ears. Stunned, they appear as if asleep or like figures in a painting. Bahinasta bakadha tupalasha Vatamala paribar havidamba Kahi chetsabala alisa kopar Ga samavayati yatra mukunda Tarhi bhagnakataya saritovai Tatparambu jarucho nilanitam Spihaya tiriyami vabahu punya Prema vipita puchasti mitapa. My dear gopi, sometimes Mukunda imitates the appearance of a wrestler by decorating himself with leaves, peacock feathers, and colored minerals. Then, in the company of Balaram and the cowherd boys, he plays his flute to call the cows. At that time, the rivers stop flowing, their waters stunned by the ecstasy they feel as they eagerly wait for the wind to bring them the dust of his lotus feet. But like us, the rivers are not very pious, and thus they merely wait with their arms trembling out of love. Anu charai samanu vanita viya Ari purusha iva chalabhuti fannacera girita te si charantir vena navayati ka sayadahi vannalata sarava atmani krishna vyanjayante iva pushpa falatya pranata paravita pamatutara prema hishachana vava vishu sma Krishna moves about the forest in the company of his friends, who vividly chant the glories of his magnificent deeds. He thus appears just like the Supreme Personality of Godhead, exhibiting his inexhaustible opulences. When the cows wander unto the mountainsides, and Krishna calls out to them with the sound of his flute, the trees and creepers in the forest respond by becoming so luxuriant with fruits and flowers that they seem to be manifesting Lord Vishnu within their hearts. As their branches bend low with the weight, the filaments on their trunks and vines stand erect out of the ecstasy of love of God, and both the trees and the creepers pour down a rain of sweet sap. Darshaniya tilaka vanamala Divya kanta tulasi marumattai Alikulaila nakukitam abhishtam Adiyanya isantita venu Sarasi sarasahang savihangas Charu gitarita chetese etya Harim upasata te yata chita Hanta militari shatita manaha Maddened by the divine honey-like aroma of the tulsi flowers on the garland Krishna wears, swarms of bees sing loudly for him, and that most beautiful of all persons thankfully acknowledges and acclaims their song by taking his flute to his lips and playing it. The charming flute song then steals away the minds of the cranes, swans, and other lake-dwelling birds. Indeed, they approach Krishna, close their eyes, and maintaining strict silence, worship him by fixing their consciousness upon him in deep meditation. Sahabala sargavatam savilasa Sana shichiti pita vajatevya Harshayanya hi venura vena Jata hasha uparam pati vishvam Maharati kramana shankita cheta Manda manda manuga jati mekaha Sihidama pyavasha sumanopis Chaya yacha vidaka patapatram O goddesses of Braj, when Krishna is enjoying himself with Balaram on the mountain slopes, playfully wearing a flower garland on the top of his head, he engladdens all with the resonant vibrations of his flute. Thus he delights the entire world. At that time, the nearby cloud, afraid of offending a great personality, thunders very gently in accompaniment. The cloud showers flowers unto his dear friend Krishna and shades him from the sun like an umbrella. Vivida kapacharane shuridakta Venu vadya uruta nija shiksha Tvasita satiyata tarabinde Dada venayanaya svarajati Savana shasarupadharya suresha Shakashava paramesti purokaha Kavaya anatakantara chita Kashamalamya yuranishita tatvaha O pious Mother Yashoda, your son, who is expert in all the arts of herding cows, has invented many new styles of flute playing. When he takes his flute to his bimba red lips and sends forth the tones of the harmonic scale in variegated melodies, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, and other chief demigods become confused upon hearing the sound. Although they are the most learned authorities, they cannot ascertain the essence of that music, and thus they bow down their heads and hearts. Nija parajata laita chavacha Nira jankusha vichitra lala mahai Vajabhuva shamayam kuratodam Vaishmato yagati idita venu Vajatitena vayam savinasa Vikshanapita mano pavavetaha Kujakatinkamita navitamaha Kashmalena kavaram vasanangva. As Krishna strolls through Raj with his lotus petal-like feet, marking the ground with the distinctive emblems of flag, thunderbolt, lotus, and elephant goad, he relieves the distress the ground feels from the cow's hooves. As he plays his renowned flute, his body moves with the grace of an elephant. Thus, we gopis, who become agitated by Cupid when Krishna playfully glances at us, stand as still as trees, unaware that our hair and garments are slackening.
Manitara kachida kanayan ga Malayata hitakan tatulasya Pranayina nucharasya karanse Kwanita venerava vanchita chitaha Krishnam anya sata krishna kihinya Gunagana manukatya harinya Gapika iva vimukta kihasha.
Now Krishna is standing somewhere counting his cows on a string of gems. He wears a garland of tulsi flowers that bear the fragrance of his beloved, and he has thrown his arm over the shoulder of an affectionate cowherd boyfriend. As Krishna plays his flute and sings, the music attracts the black deer's wives, who approach that ocean of transcendental qualities and sit down beside him. Just like us cowherd girls, they have given up all hope for happiness in family life.
Kunta dama kita kotuka vesha Kapa kota navito yamanayang Nanda sunarana keta vavatsa Namada pranayinam vijahara Mandavaya rupa vatyanukulam Malaya malaya jasparshena Vandinastamupadevaganaye Varyagita balibhi parivavru.
O sinless Yashoda, your darling child, the son of Maharaj Nanda, has festively enhanced his attire with a jasmine garland, and he is now playing along the Jamuna in the company of the cows and cowherd boys, amusing his dear companions. The gentle breeze honors him with its soothing fragrance of sandalwood, while the various upadevas, standing on all sides like panegyrists, offer their music, singing, and gifts of tribute.
Vatsala vajagavam yadakatra Vandyamana charana pativita Krishna gotana mupaya dinante Gita venanuketa kirti Utsavanshamarucha pirishinam Unayankurara jascharita swat Ditsayati sahira shisha esha Deva kichakara bhur ururacha.
Out of great affection for the cows of Braj, Krishna became the lifter of Govardhan Hill. At the end of the day, having rounded up all his own cows, he plays a song on his flute, while exalted demigods standing along the path worship his lotus feet, and the cowherd boys accompanying him chant his glories. His garland is powdered by the dust raised by the cow's hooves, and his beauty, enhanced by his fatigue, creates an ecstatic festival for everyone's eyes. Eager to fulfill his friend's desires, Krishna is the moon arisen from the womb of Mother Yashoda. Madhavi Gunita Lochana Isha Manadasa Suhidam Panamali Padara Pandavadana Mitugandam Mandayam Kanaka Kundala Lakshmiya Yadupatiti Radaracha Vihara Yamini Patiri Vaisadinante Murita Vakta Upayati Durantam Mochayama Jagavandina Tapam. As Krishna respectfully greets his well-wishing friends, his eyes roll slightly as if from intoxication. He wears a flower garland, and the beauty of his soft cheeks is accentuated by the brilliance of his golden earrings and the whiteness of his face, which has the color of a butterberry. With his cheerful face, resembling the moon, Lord of the night, the Lord of the udders, moves with the grace of a regal elephant. Thus, he returns in the evening, delivering the cows of Braj from the heat of the day.